Any chance that I start to feel any amount of happiness, something always has to come up to ruin it. And I feel like that there's always a challenge to that because it seems that way a lot. Where I'm at my highest level, I'm at the highest point of my life, and then all of a sudden, something always has to be there to kind of crush my dreams. And it always has to do with something money-wise. My next paycheck, I was like so excited that I had no bills that I had to pay on this paycheck. Maybe little things that I have to pay. You know, I'm paying off a medical bill. I'm paying off those little ones. I got rid of my subscriptions that I was really enjoying. That, you know, they are affordable, but I'm trying to keep myself grounded and keep myself at a point that I need to have this certain amount in order to keep these things so that I know that I'm not just spending my money. You know, I could use that $8 to $15 for something, you know, if it was my last. You know, you don't really find anything that you can get for $15 unless you go to the Dollar Tree. But the thing is, everything's getting expensive and it's getting very tiring. I can't stand looking at my bills. I look and I check. So every time I get my paycheck, I try to see if I have something that's upcoming. I like to be able to, you know, spoil myself sometimes. I don't spoil myself to an extent where I go broke. But I like to be able to come home with something new at least every once in a while. And I haven't been able to do that for myself for months, besides maybe groceries and some hygiene products that I've been wanting to try. But I know it's not very manly of me to complain about my finances because I got a very nice job. That doesn't hide the fact that I have so much going on. It feels like the moment I start to feel like, you know what? I can go out and spoil myself a little bit. I haven't been able to do that. I've been just staying in my apartment. I know there's things out there that are free. I can go to the park for free. But there's so many things that I stress out about. So many things that I stress out about a lot. Money is probably my top thing that I stress about a lot. Because it's something that I just do not have. And something when I do have it, all of a sudden, I feel like, oh, it's payday. That means bills need to be taking all my freaking money. You know, it's infuriating, and everybody in America understands that. And I feel like money has just become another personality because it changes you. It either makes you into a villain or makes you into someone good, I guess. Because there's some people that are just so have so much money that they just don't know what to do with it, that they just give it away. They don't care. They don't care for it. I wish I was in that part of the world where I make so much money that I just don't care where it goes. I saw one of my bills spike, and I'm very concerned because I feel like I don't do something new every day. I don't do something where I give the people that take care of my bills a reason to spike up the bill. So this may not be a lot to other people, but the way I plan out things in order to save money, I try not to use a lot of things. I try to unplug the microwave after using it. I try to, if it's a nice enough day, I unplug the AC unit. I keep the lights turned off and open the blinds and let the natural light come in until it gets dark enough for me to turn on a light or two. But other than that, I'm usually just already, like, when it starts to get dark, I'm cleaning up and getting ready for bed. So I'm just settling down, usually after 6 o'clock when the sun starts to go down. So it makes entirely no sense. And during the day, I'm working. So 10 hours of the day, I'm not even home using any of my energy at all. I keep things unplugged so that I don't have a spike in an energy bill. But I look at my bills, and usually I'm a, you know, I pay around $40. $40 a month for bills, for energy bill, which isn't bad. It's not bad. I wouldn't complain. I know I paid cheaper back in North Dakota during the summertime, but I never really turned on my unit. I never had a reason to. The only thing I used was a microwave and oven. I never used the dishwasher because, well, I never grew up with a dishwasher, so I didn't really know how to use a dishwasher. So I just never bothered with it. The 2.5 years of living in North Dakota, well, not 2.5 years, living in my own apartment in North Dakota, like, the lowest bill I had was $28, I think. $28 or $32, I can't remember. But around $40 is what I pay here. And I go to look at my bill because I'm thinking, you know what, it's the month is halfway over, and I see it's over $100. And I'm wondering, what did I do so differently? What did I do so differently that spiked up my bill? And I started to think, did I pay last month? Did I miss a month? And it said the last time I paid was earlier this month. Earlier this month. And I already have a bill for next month. And it's over $100. Now tell me if you don't find that bizarre. If you don't find that bizarre, it would make sense if it was very late into the month and I started to see a bill, or at the beginning of next month and I started to see a bill, and that this bill is due the first of the month, the same day as my rent. So they're expecting me to start paying. Like, I mean, I know it wouldn't be adult of me, but I'm about to get sent off to my next destination for work. And the amount of stress, the amount of time, the amount of things that I have to be able to afford, the things that I have to have, I'm stressing about it now because I look at the apps that I have to pay on. And I hate paying my energy bill because it takes 2 to 3 business days for it to process. And I hate that. I hate that about my energy bill. That's the number one pet peeve, that I just want it to get paid for and I want it to be done so that I have no worries, that I know it's taken out of my account and that I'm not hit, because I've been hit with it before where it my bank declined it for some odd reason, and it still showed up in my account that I had to pay this bill and that now it's late. And so now I have a late fee. And here's the thing. I have been so lucky enough to pay my bills on time. And I have only been late a couple times due to me being in the hospital. I do not like this random spike. And I'm pretty sure everybody in America is frustrated with the spike of prices and bills. But I feel like the government has to do something with utilities, necessities of a person's home that they need to be able to afford. Nobody can afford the necessities of living to where now they're at risk of shutting it off. I've never had to deal with that before. But it begs the question that I'm starting to really not care. I like the idea of solar. I still do. Because I feel like I would have the ability to control my energy. The whole thing about wanting a home and wanting my own land is so that I have the ability to control the energy that I have, that I can put in. Now, my a completely other thing with property is I don't truly believe it's really yours. And I'll say why. There are things that make sense. A community tax. That makes sense. A tax that helps your city stay clean and good. That for roads and all those things. Like if you want to be able to live here, you need to be able to know that, if you really love your community, you would put some money into it, so the tax. But the other thing is you have to pay a property tax too. So you have to pay a tax that tells you if you don't pay it, you could lose your home. Which is very absurd to me. And I think anyone, if it doesn't make sense to you, if it makes sense to you, then you really are living good in life. You're really living good where you don't give a crap that you're paying a property tax. But to me, and millions more people, it makes no sense that you should be ever at risk of losing your home because of a tax that shouldn't be there. You bought this land. That means it's yours. It doesn't mean, okay, we're still gonna tax you on it, so basically we still own your land. It doesn't matter. So now you can go into debt if you don't pay property tax. And government won't care. They'll just take your home. They'll take it. I thought about starting my own church because you don't have to pay property tax that way. It could just be whatever. But to clarify, I'm not going to start my own church just to avoid paying taxes. It's scary that you have to say that so that you don't have the IRS come to your house and try to send you to prison because you're not paying taxes. So it makes no sense. It makes entirely no sense. We don't live in the land of the free, because guess what? Nothing is free. If you feel free, okay, good for you. I don't feel free when everything is spiking up because our government decides to make terrible, terrible choices, decides to use the money for whatever reason that none of us really know. What, like, do they put in a letter at all, oh, we're going to use your money to help the starving children in America? Oh, we're going to use this money for medicine. Oh, we're going to use this money to help the homeless. No, it doesn't say that at all. Oh, we're going to use this money to help fund and give the teachers a raise. No, you don't ever see anything like that. Or to deal with all these problems that we have. We have so much going on that isn't getting taken care of, but we want to ban TikTok. We want to send money to wars. We want to just be... And it just... There's so much going on that isn't being taken care of. And it's noticeable. Everybody in the world is speaking up about it. Well, in America, at least. But everybody's speaking up about it. The only people that are seeking to come into America are people that are trying to migrate here. Those are the only people that believe that this is the land of the free and that they get to have that American dream. But once they get here, they'll understand that American dream doesn't last long. Once you start getting into the system and you become a citizen, you have to pay the taxes. You have to pay to live. And it makes sense to pay to live. You know, not everything is free. It doesn't deserve to be. You know, there's a reason why we have jobs. It's a cycle. We go make jobs in order to pay bills so that they keep running, and then it go, like, it's makes sense. It makes sense. But I don't like this spiking up of everything. And now everything has a subscription. You have to subscribe to a plus in order to receive VIP benefits. Well, Walmart has added that. And so now I'm not going to Walmart because I don't want to have to stand in line for 40 minutes. I got things to do. I don't want to waste another hour at Walmart. I already don't like the fact that I have to waste 30 minutes to go grocery shopping for myself. But to have to now, I can't use a self-checkout. I have to pay $98 a year in order to shop at this store. It's not a luxury store. What do they have that's so lavish that I'm going to want to go there and have the best experience ever? I'm just going there to shop for my groceries. Yes, there's a stealing and thieving problem, but not everybody's stealing. You're still making billions of dollars a year. Your franchise is still making billions of dollars a year. If you're complaining about some people stealing, do what Target's doing, where they let people steal. And then once they hit that limit of the amount of products that they stole, it's technically a felony, and they'll take them to jail. And I don't know how many years in prison you'll be in, but just have stores do that. If you don't like that people are stealing, give them a balance of how much they could steal, or give them a limit of how many times they could steal. Because guess what? What's the point of having cameras if you're not gonna eyeball these people that are stealing? But I don't know. I guess the government knows way more better than me. Because, I mean, they could probably hack into all my stuff. And they know how much money I have. They don't care. They don't care. They know how much money most of these people have. They live in the negatives. But the reason why everybody is poor in this country is because America is also the number one marketing country in the world. So everybody wants to spend their money. Everybody wants lavish things. Everybody is so materialistic that we're always stuck in the negative. That's my opinion about that, though. Not everybody that can afford it can have the things that they are willing to buy. But not everybody is like that. We're not the number one. The middle class and the low class take over the number 1% of people. Like, I wish I had $1 million in my bank account. I've been trying to save up money, but I can't. I can't. I have medical bills that I have to take care of. I am worried about the spike in prices, worried about late fees, worried about things that I have to pay. I took away my subscriptions because I'm punishing myself for no reason. I shouldn't have to punish myself for no reason. Our government needs to fix something here. They work for us, remember. They work for us. We don't work for the government. The government takes care of everything. Yes, they write out the laws and they do all the government stuff, the political things. But guess what? We vote them. We vote for them to go into office. We, the people, we vote for those people to go into office. The power that we have is to be able to have our voices heard and be like, we're being ignored. It's like they're in a toxic relationship with the American people and they're winning. They just get to sit there in their nice suits and drive out in their lavish cars. Like, what in the world? What in the freaking world? I mean, gosh, I would be a politician, you know, if I knew that I can get a lavish car, wear nice clothes, go on vacation a lot, just to give a few speeches, fly a private jet, have $1 million mansions in multiple different spots in the U.S. I would love that. I would love that. But no, you know what I would love? I would love the human trafficking to be solved. I would love that to be eradicated. I would love the drug trafficking to be eradicated. I would love the weapons dealing to be eradicated. I would love for our country to be safe again. That's the one thing. I don't care about, you know, let's make America great again. That should not be the slogan for our people. Yeah, I would love America to be great again. Would love it. Who wouldn't? I would love us to focus on bringing us together instead of dividing each other, because that's what the media does. That's what politics wants you to do. I mean, think about it. You look at these ads for these campaigns, and they're just ripping on the other candidate, speaking things. You know, I can post a clip about myself and put it online and have it only be that thing, and people take it out of context. Someone who hates me could villainize me, make me seem like I'm the bad guy, and then have everybody dogpile on me and be like, you know what, you're the most ruthless person out there, you're bad for business, you're banned, you're canceled, all those things. It makes no sense. I would love to be able to afford to live in America. Why are there so many people leaving America? Well, because it's affordable. It's affordable to go live in these other countries that only takes $4 to go spend, to go have fun. I saw a video on about someone who spent $4 to go have fun on a date and $13 in total because they went out for dinner. $13 total for one day to go out. 13. Can you believe that? Makes me really want to save my money and get the heck out of here. But, you know, you make a lot of money, IRS is on your tail. Because they think you're doing something suspicious. And then they realize, oh, well, you just put $50,000 in your bank account? Okay, you know what? We're gonna need to see you. I'm like, what do you mean? I just sold something that's worth $50,000. Isn't what banks are supposed to be there for? So that I can save this? Use it for a retirement? Isn't this the point of me having a bank account? They'd be like, nope, you're doing something funny here, buddy. We got to bring you in to question you. Did you do any taxes on that? I'm like, well, I sold it and I received it all in cash, so I don't see the point. Because I was told by a banker that don't put more than $2,000 into your account. Don't deposit more than $2,000 into your account because they'll see that I'm suspicious. Yeah, it makes sense why it would be suspicious, but I don't think I need to give any reason or why it has to be taxed if it was given to me in cash. You know, I had never received $50,000. I never deposited $50,000. I'm just saying, as for an example. But the system of anything that's financial needs to be fixed. It's just a bunch of money-hungry people out there that don't care about the little guy, that don't care at all. Oh, you need to be able to afford medicine that, you know, is gonna make you feel better so that you can go out to work. Well, too bad. You don't have 60 bucks. You only have $32 in your bank account. Well, I guess you're out of luck, buddy. You know? I kind of wish that I could save up all my money and then go back in time into the 50s and know what it feels like to be a rich man. Like that would be awesome to know what it feels like to be rich for one day. To be able to be like, Yep, I'm gonna get this vintage car. I'm gonna get this mansion. If I just save up all my money for a year, non-stop work. I'm trying to plan a trip to go see my family that I haven't seen in almost a year. And I'm getting a little freaked out because of the spike in my bills when I don't know why. For an example, the electric bill. Why that spiked up $60. Makes no sense. And it actually terrifies me that I might not get to go home and see them. That I would have to work and work and work. Because I'm trying to focus on saving as well. I got goals that I want to accomplish. I got things that I want to get done. I want to be able to have an account, to have a decent amount of money, where if I get hurt or if I end up in the hospital again, I have money that I know that I'm going to be able to lean on. Now, anyone that's listening, take a look at who you're voting for. It doesn't matter what state you're in, check out the morals that you have. Go to a partner if you got one. And whatever their morals are, see it in your heart. If you believe that the person you're voting for into office is the right person, because there's someone that could F you up. If you vote, there's a lot of people, there are a lot of boy card wolf people. Don't trust a person with a nice suit and tie, with a nice car, $1 million house, and vote them into office and think that they're not there just to take some of that money, of that tax dollar money. And that they're only interested in having you pay for all their expenses because there are some officials that are like that. There's some like that. And sadly, it's wrong, but it's sadly true. Don't ever trust a politician. Don't ever trust a rich politician. Sorry for the background. The kids playing outside, so. But to end this, do your best to save as much as you can. Don't stress yourself out. Because there's some people out there that look at their bills and they're like, how am I going to pay this? I only have one job. Or some people have three jobs and still can't afford their life. I just want to be able to know that I'm going to sleep easy and not have to work till I'm 75, like some of these government officials want us to. That shows you something that they just want slaves than actual people to look after for. They're supposed to look after us. We're not supposed to look after them. We vote for them, we support them. But they're supposed to do the same back. A religious person would understand that God can't be God if he has no people and he has people, he doesn't have slaves. So. I end that and hope You guys have a good day.